This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, welcome back. To smell you later.
Oh, we're doing it.
It's happening. The last episode of the year, allegedly.
That's right. Oh my God. How did this happen?
The time happened and then this happened. That's it. Okay, it's mid-December. How is it fucking mid-December?
I'm going to throw up.
Jeez Louise.
I am actually on the verge of a full psychotic break. So,
oh my, well,
Happy New Year.
I think change is going to come sooner than you think.
Oh.
And it'll feel crazy, but it'll be for the best.
Oh. Let me tell you, change is here.
Okay.
We'll talk about that. I've had a week.
Wow. Yeah.
I just realized, to my point last week, that you're wearing green and I'm wearing pink.
I'm like, oh my God, you're right.
We're those two wicked bitches.
I honestly really, really thought that the Pantone color of the year was going to be either Brat Green or like Glinda Pink.
Mm.
And then it's weird that they just went brown. What is it, brown? Mocha Mousse, to be exact.
I don't mean to be negative because I love whatever brings anyone joy. Mm. I fucking hate that color of the year.
Who decides this?
I don't know.
It's just Pantone, right?
Yeah.
They're a private company.
Yeah.
So they're just making everyone jump.
Let's have them on the show. I feel like interrogating.
I now regret. I think Firmenich sent an op-in because they do a partnership with Pantone, color of the year, then they do a scent about it.
I mean, who doesn't do a partnership?
And then now that it's mocha, I was like, ah, damn.
Yeah.
I would have been curious to see what that smells like.
Did I opt into that? I think I ignored that.
Maybe I can revisit that email and be like, what is
they
it?
They love us. Hey, Firmenich.
Yeah.
Send us that shit.
Well, last year was peach, remember?
Yes.
And then they sent me this peach candle.
Remember that blue banana candle? I'm like, this sounds like an STI.
I think I still have it.
Yeah, it was good.
It
if
was
you like
good.
Bananas.
Yeah. What did I do with it, actually? I don't know. I might have given it to somebody. But how fun to just make a weird candle at your work. Oh, Carlos Huber of Archeist had a little event at Stell.
Am I like blacklisted from events?
You were invited.
Oh.
We were on the same email. Kate, who does this PR email, to be fair, she emailed us like a month ago.
Oh.
Perhaps 6 weeks ago.
I fully.
Yeah. Like a long time. And I remember you were the first to respond and you were like, yes, I'd love to come.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. To be fair, though, I also forgot about it. And the day before the event, I was dropping off a restock of Die High with a Vengeance. And Kelly, who works at Stell, was like, oh, are you coming to the Archeist event tomorrow? And I was like, what? And I was like, oh, that's tomorrow. So I was like, okay, cool. Yeah.
So not only was I invited, I RSVP'd.
Yes, you did. So well, you were invited.
Wait, did you take home the candle?
No, there wasn't. It wasn't that type of event.
Oh.
It was like a classic Stell event.
Yeah.
Where you have the person of the hour and they talk about their scent.
Hot Carlos.
And everybody, it's Hot Carlos.
We gotta talk. I want to actually give this fragrance a moment on the show because I think we touched on it earlier.
Which
but
one?
Now it's out. The Paws one. Yeah.
Yeah, the Little Paws candle. I got to smell it there and it is a very literal interpretation of like dog paws.
Yeah. So Arquise put out a candle inspired by the scent of dog's paws that sort of smells sweet and warm and musky and like Fritos.
Yeah. It's very chippy, like corn chippy.
Sibling, I think we talked about, did we talk about this? Were we allowed to?
We mentioned it.
Okay. Now it's out.
I think now it's out.
When we
he showed us the lab sample.
Yeah, when we went to his homosexual household, he which was recent, by the way.
Yeah, it was like it wasn't
late,
that long ago.
Late summer. He was like, "Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to put this out. I don't know if I do it. I'm not doing another brand for this, but I don't know if Arquise would do it." Blah blah blah. And now he
no,
now
he
it's
totally
like
should.
On store shelves. Yeah. So he got that shit to market quick.
Yeah.
What Carlos? How do you do it?
He's a well-connected man.
So. I think he's low key the. I was going to say most powerful man in fragrance, and I don't think that's true. I think that's me. But but no, he's moving.
He's moving.
You know?
And like, what's great, because he's not like kind of married to any fragrance. Like, he has the freedom to pivot and like, I think is pretty cool.
Yeah. Is he a perfumer?
I think he's good at what he does. I don't think he's a perfumer, but I think he connects people with perfumers.
And knows how to speak the language.
Exactly.
Which is,
so,
okay.
Yeah. He's almost like an evaluator.
Yes, yes, exactly. We should have him on the show again since he doesn't remember the first time. And I say that with love, considering I don't remember a single episode
we've
done.
That's true. The amount of times Tynan says, we should have this person, and I'm like, Tynan, we did.
I literally emailed her like last week. I like forwarded something. I was like, we should get them on. And she's like, if you remember 2 years ago. And I'm like, I don't. So
we have.
Honestly, like I could see him coming back into our orbit in a way that is relevant again.
Yeah.
We try not to do duplicates, but he's welcome on the show.
I don't think, wait, have we ever? I think the only duplicate we had was Marissa Zappas and Courtney Refuse when they launched Guma Mina.
Yeah, but they're family.
Yeah. But that was like a dual guest, so I don't know. It was like,
who do you want to repeat?
Oh, man. I would repeat someone from Scent Beauty. It wouldn't necessarily have to be the CEO of Scent Beauty, but somebody who does something there.
Yeah.
I don't know. Tynan, what do you smell like today?
I know that I say I'm fake on this show about once a month when I'm wearing something.
The way I feel shame and guilt every time I look at my Dolce & Gabbana perfume bottles because of you.
As you should. As you should.
As they
should. But listen, the shame that I feel today and the shit that I'm about to come on this mic and say, someone should give you a gun.
I cannot wait to hear what comes out of your mouth next.
I'm wearing a scent from Dossier.
Tynan.
But it's not one of their dupe scents. It's one of
their
sort of... Yeah, their original scents. And I think I've mentioned it very, really briefly on the show. They pitched us around Halloween about an orange scent and a black scent. And I was like, that's all you got, please.
Was it like this one scent is black and orange?
No, one scent is orange and one scent is black.
Got it.
And I think it was from like a color collection or something. And I noticed with the orange scent that one of the notes was cantaloupe.
Ooh.
And I love a melon note.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was like, this can't be cantaloupe forward, but it had some orange and shit in it, obviously. And I don't dislike a citrus scent, but I was like, okay.
I think melon is a cool, it's like a more unique direction than citrus for orange.
And I finally got around to calling it in. I think it's called Orange Glow. It is so good.
Really? Yes. I hate to hear.
Wait, I actually want you to smell it.
Okay.
Because it is cantaloupe-y. It's on my chest. It's really cantaloupe-y.
There's something cucumbery.
Yeah.
And like a little bit aquatic about it.
Yeah.
But it's...
I'm wearing a ton of shit right now, but I have two florals on both arms. Floral on each arm. So that might be that, but...
There is something aquatic and melony and juicy about it.
Yeah. I really like it. And... I love a melon note of any sort. I thought cantaloupe was really cool.
Yeah.
And I'm actually really glad that it pulls forward as much as it does. Mm-hmm. We have made our stance on Dossier clear on this show, but I guess it's high time that they did their own shit instead of jocking everyone else's. I think they should have done it under a new brand, not the same brand. But
yeah, same.
What do I know?
I think that should have happened.
And I will say that, like, I got. This is really good.
What does the black scent smell like?
I don't know.
What is it? Do you remember what it's based off of? We could also just Google this.
I just spell cantaloupe. Here we go. Me just fully riffing.
Black Shadow.
A dark, bold, mysterious scent with notes of black pepper, cadewood, and black currant. And then Orange Glow. A sweet, bright, zesty fragrance with notes of cantaloupe, orange, and peach. God, these are $34. Okay, here's a full note breakdown. I mean, cantaloupe is right up front. Cantaloupe, nectarine, Divana, orange. The middle is orange flower, passion fruit, my girl, and osmanthus. And then the base is peach, musks, vetiver, and patchouli. I really genuinely love this, and I would certainly wear this a lot. I continue to wear this. I'd wear it during the summer months.
Is that the only one they sent you?
They would have sent me more, but I didn't want them.
Wow.
The black shadow is black pepper, LME, cadewood. The middle is incense, cardamom. Ooh, bitch, black coffee?
Yeah.
Okay, that actually does sound pretty good.
And then
good.
The base is black vanilla, ambroxan, and guaiac wood.
On top of cardamom, on top of incense. Mm-hmm. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, it's a lot.
What is black vanilla?
Marketing.
Are you just yelling? Are you just making stuff up?
They are.
Come on.
You know what? I'm going to call that second one in.
Call it in.
And I'm going to shut the fuck up because these at least are good. And
they're 30-something bucks.
$34?
Yeah.
This, and it wears like a $80 fragrance. It's
it wears like a $65.
No, it wears all day. It doesn't give you body
spray.
Okay,
so it does last. Yeah. Okay.
Sable.
Yes.
What do you smell like today?
Okay, so I too have a bunch of shit on. I sprayed on binaural Matchbox Romance. It's their newest release. From all the visuals, a rose burning and smoke. The tagline is black rose, incense, smoke, and love in the air.
And what?
Love in the air. I'm not sure how I feel about this. It sounded like something up my alley, and it sounded like a little bit of like a darker turn for the brand. It's really interesting. It's nice. It's spicy and warm and like a little metallic.
I like that take on rose.
Yeah,
a lot,
yeah.
Actually.
It's like an ashy rose.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Really pretty.
I don't really like rose.
I don't really love rose. I appreciate them
so
a lot.
So whenever
really
rose
like
is
them.
Present, I'm like, eh.
Yeah.
But everything around the rose is very robust and complex and heady. And something about it does smell like a burning bouquet of black roses. It's cool. And it's funny because binaural, they have really interesting bottles. The caps are these little round, bumpy orbs that look like the world,
bacteria.
Planet Earth. Yeah. They either look like bacteria molecules in a science project or little sculptures of planet Earth.
It smells way better on your skin, but it smells nice here. I mean, clove.
It was a lot sharper upon first spray. And now that I've been wearing it for like, I don't know, maybe like 2 hours now, the dry down is really nice. It gets really warm and resinous.
This is really nice.
It's nice. Yeah.
I think not a me scent, but it could be.
Agree. My initial impression is I'm like, this isn't really my thing, but it is such a nice scent.
My boyfriend would love that scent. It's a very
nice scent. Oh, yeah. And the other thing I'm wearing is Coty Infiniment. Am I saying that right?
Is that how you say it?
Infiniment. Yeah, it's French.
Infiniment.
Let me make sure I'm getting that spelled. Yep. Infiniment.
Well, I sound fucking
maybe
stupid.
Infinitely, I think that translates to. They release 14 fragrances in their own house line, which are all very fancy. Odes to French haute parfumerie. I am wearing J'ai Troisième Amour, which is their Josephine Baker inspired scent.
What?
It's like, apparently Josephine Baker had the song J'ai Deux Amours, I Have Two Loves, which is her two countries. And J'ai Troisième Amour was like, your two loves are the two countries plus your perfume. I went to an event of theirs months ago.
Yeah.
And they talked through their 14 scents. And then at the very end, everybody could select the scent they wanted to take home. And I had to go to something, so I had to kind of jet pretty quickly. So this was one of the scents that they'd sprayed on blotters. I didn't spray all of them.
You going to two events in one day is such a foreign concept.
I know. I hate it. I was like, yeah, that was the nicest one of the ones you smelled, so I'll just take that one home. And the star note of this one is banana flower accord. And then there's jasmine around it, a trio of jasmines, as they say. And that's it. They don't tell you anything other than the main notes. It's a fruity floral, and the main notes are banana flower accord, trio of jasmines. Very mysterious.
Yeah, they don't call out a lot of notes.
No, they don't.
Throughout the Infiniment collection, right?
Yeah. There were, now I had a couple samples of theirs that I should have probably paid more attention to.
Yeah.
Because again, it's a beautiful scent. I think the banana flower is so interesting. It greets to me like, not a typical, but like a very classic feminine perfume, feminine floral perfume.
Yeah.
But the banana makes it brighter and fun and playful.
The banana leaf smells
so good.
Crazy in a good way.
I know. This is really fun. It's giving, I don't know, sexy modern woman.
It's like elastic.
Great. Yeah. There's a bounciness to it. It's great.
So, yeah.
But I canonically do not wear sexy lead fragrances. So
I do.
Yeah, you do. So I was like, okay, this is a beautiful scent. I'm sure someone I know will appreciate this more than me, but it is a beautiful scent. How much are these?
They're like $2.95 or something.
Oh my God. Yeah. Interesting. In between size, 290.
I am doing a piece about this collection from Nylon. So I just got all 14 in the mail yesterday. And
what? Full size?
No, they sent me 10 mLs, which is lovely.
Okay. Oh, and, I would have wanted that.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll ask
you. Yeah. And so I'm wearing one on each arm. Which ones? I couldn't tell you. But there are florals, which I don't often gravitate toward. I think these are both really, one more than the other, really interesting and cool takes on florals. How do you find that they wear? This one is gone. This one is still here. And I really like this one.
I think they wear normally.
Do you?
Yeah. Like long, but not like haunt you in your sleep, rub off on your sheets long.
Okay. Because I've only been wearing these for 2 hours max. Yeah. And I feel
really
like there's
interesting.
Not. Yeah.
Because like normally when I get a new scent, I'll usually spray it on a blotter or in the carton mm-hmm. and then leave it on my desk mm-hmm. and then walk around. And if I come back later and the room still smells like it, then I'm like, whoa.
Right.
This is crazy.
Khloe Kardashian is putting out a new fragrance, has released a fragrance
okay.
called XO Khloe.
I think I've heard of this.
I have it. I've not worn it. However, oh. Do you know?
You love her one with Lamar.
I do love her one with Lamar. Unbreakable by Khloe and Lamar.
Well, guess what?
Please. Legitimately a great scent. But, I should know her name. She is a British woman who does TikTok reviews, and I would consider her like a fragrance expert. I can't.
Alice something?
Maybe. She's older than us, but not by much. You know what I'm talking about?
It's like I can picture her in my mind, but I don't. Yeah. I think her name is, I want to say her name is Alice something. I'm not sure.
She's awesome. But I saw her review of it.
Okay.
And I should send it to you. She overall just gave it a really positive review. Mm-hmm. She said it was a.
The protection scents were good.
She said it was like an unexpected sort of clean, musky floral.
Yeah.
So I have it. I've not worn it yet. I am curious as to why she put it out under her own name and not Good American. Because Good American's her denim and clothing brand, which. Good American has done, not my thesis on the Kardashians, Good American has done a really good job of not being like Khloe Kardashian's brand.
Yeah.
And like Skims, like real world girls actually really love it.
Yeah.
So it's odd to me that she didn't put it out under that brand. But
you know, it makes sense to me.
It
would make, because fragrance is so tied to a person.
Mm-hmm.
And classically, there's always a spokesperson or a celebrity tied to a fragrance. So it makes sense why that would have been with her name on it.
Yeah, but like people buy brands, though. They don't buy products. And
she is a brand.
Me. Yeah, I would think. I mean, I love me some Khloe Kardashian, but I would think Good American would be the more scalable version. And I know I will get more specific off the mic and I will also cut that out because it's a rude ass thing to say. But the Kardashian sort of like brand is on the decline.
Right.
I mean, like Skims is always going to smash. Yeah. Like Skims is great. But
they could be on the decline culturally, but still be moneymakers.
I think both are true. I think Skims is always going to do well. Good American, like I said, lives aside from the Kardashians now.
But if you make jeans, it's different to be like, here's our fragrance.
Yeah.
I think it's odd for the consumer.
Yeah, exactly. I think Kylie Cosmetics, say that again.
Good Americans has jeans, right?
Yeah.
Clothing.
Yeah.
So for them to just be like, here's one perfume, I don't think that would really translate to the consumer so much as like Khloe Kardashian being like, here's a scent that I made that's, I don't know, represents something about her persona.
Don't know. I disagree, but I think, the Kardashian capital across the board is going down. I don't think Kylie Cosmetics is going to go anywhere, but she also sold. So it's like, she doesn't give a fuck.
I thought she bought back.
No.
Okay.
No. But yes, just interesting. And I'm excited to that. Not that I thought it was going to be bad or anything, but it was cool to see this woman who has such a breadth of fragrance expertise be like, it was pretty good. It's not perfect. You may have smelled before, but it's pretty fucking good. We'll see. Khloe Kardashian, come on the show. I'm going to fucking pitch that. I'm going to ask her. Emma, relinquish Khloe now.
Emma, what?
The publicist.
Oh.
She's not going to come on the show after what I just fucking said.
No.
She'd be like, you called me broke.
They're not. Did you?
Well, now I did.
Do they do podcasts? I don't think they do. No.
Kim does one a year and it's always problematic.
See, the thing about like having a celebrity in your podcast is that you know there's also a publicist breathing down their necks and also your necks. And they'll try and steer the conversation or they'll ask for so much shit in advance for prep. And I'm like, dude, it's like nothing.
Yeah, we may send you 10 questions.
Yeah, we might. The
Who
night before.
Would you bend over backwards for? Mine is Ariana Grande.
That's fair. God, no one. I hate everyone. No. Who would I? I don't know. Scent-oriented?
Guest-oriented. To get on the show.
Okay. But assuming that we would need, there would be a scent angle.
Yeah.
God.
But this is a world in which like maybe someone you really like put out a scent as a reason to get on the show.
Fuck, I don't know. Maybe Debbie Harry. Yeah. Debbie Harry has done perfume collabs and they're not good. just the one I bought with her Paco Rabanne collab, which was, it smells like car air fresheners. But when I had a job, when I was an editor, anytime I had access to talent, mm-hmm. it was such a, to me, stressful scenario because they're like, okay, you have 5 minutes with someone and it's the phone and here's what you're not allowed to talk about this and you can only talk about this. And then you have to pretend like you're having this light organic conversation when the whole thing is staged. What's the fucking point?
But also like talent PR doesn't realize that beauty editorial is not whatever, the sun. Like, we're not going to ask you about your fucking relationship.
Yeah.
Like, it would make us look bad. It put our jobs on the line, and it's not relevant to what we're talking about.
Yeah,
if
for sure.
Jake Gyllenhaal, if you're the face of Ralph Lauren, I'm not going to ask you about whatever. Yeah. My horny ass would ask me whatever I want. But you know what I mean?
I've been in situations where I'm sent on assignment by my managers to be like, okay, go to this event, interview so. And it just feels so contrived. Like, they don't want to be there. Some people are better at it than me. Maybe just because, it's a celebrity they actually really like and admire. But I don't know. I'm just not good on the spot like that.
Yeah.
I just get resentful when someone's like, you have to do it this way and you have to make us look good and you can't talk about real things. And I'm like, well, what's the point?
It's a lot of work and it never...
It's so much work.
It's like, it feels dehumanizing.
So much extra work. Right. And then I'm like, I'm just giving you free press.
Right.
Like, come on.
I will say the good ones that I really enjoy are always the ones that I didn't expect, actually like didn't want to do or didn't really care about doing. And some celebrities are like really dropped in and really pleasant and lovely. Mm-hmm. What are we talking about today, Sable? Well, this is always a fun one. It's always a good one.
I really like this episode because I love to listen to it a year later and see how right we were, which is usually 100% of the time.
This is our fragrance predictions
for 2025.
For 2025. Yes. Did you listen to last year's?
No.
I did. Okay. And I will say, now, I wasn't shocked because I think that we're always right.
Uh-huh.
But I think that what I'm trying to say is I think that we have the sight. I think that we are... What is that word? Paranormal?
Clairvoyant?
Yes.
We are paranormal.
I think we are clairvoyant. Your first one, and it really came to pass this year and is still, was Vegetal Scents.
I fucking called it. Yep.
And I don't think that's going anywhere. I'm going to build on that. But
I think it's still also ramping up.
Fully.
Yeah.
Fully. Trend-wise, things, feels like every trend cycle in beauty is honestly 3 years in terms of product.
Mm.
In terms of product.
I was 2 to 3, definitely.
We saw a lot of tomato scents this year, both for home and body.
Yeah.
We got the fragrance that I can't shut up about, Grove by the Sea, which is very vegetal. Mm-hmm. We got From the Garden from Margiela, which I may have hit at the very end of last year, but here we are.
Melanin Gets Tomato Home Spray.
Tomato Room Spray, right. I feel like there's one more. Oh, we got fucking Bianco Parfumo.
Yeah. The Roli Pomodoro. Oh, yeah.
A lot of tomato. A lot of leaves.
Yeah.
A lot of basil.
A lot of vines.
Yeah.
A lot of kitchen.
Y'all
stuff.
Don't be cooking, but you do be spraying.
No one is cooking. Everyone's spraying.
I'm cooking.
What else did we predict last year?
Oh, wait. I'm coming back with two things.
Okay.
This is a thought that I didn't want to forget.
Don't tell me you just forgot it.
No, but I just realized I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Okay, so there's a brand called, and I will mispronounce this, Cydia, S-I-D-I-A.
Heard of it.
They just did a collab with the team behind the restaurant Don Angie.
Okay.
And
have not heard of it.
You've not heard of it?
I don't know things.
It's one of the very hype-y.
Yeah, I definitely don't know things that are hyped.
Restaurants. I will say, however, this one pays off on the hype. This
like
one
the
is,
food is good.
Oh,
okay.
The
Fair.
Food is
if the food is good, great.
Good.
If it's all vibes, not great.
Yeah, they did two candles for two of their restaurants. One is called Saucy, and that is inspired by Don Angie, which is an Italian restaurant in the West Village, which is so cunt. Oh my god! Mm-hmm. And then San Sabino is their other restaurant, which I know nothing about.
Okay.
And the scent is called Al Fresco, and Saucy is really good. It's essentially what you would think. It's basil, etc.
Okay.
Tomato. The other Al Fresco, I will say, is stunning. It's herbaceous and a little, it's like savory, sweet, but green mm-hmm. and light. I was okay. excited about the tomatoey one, but the other one really floored me.
Okay.
Anyway.
Tomato candles.
What I'm saying is you
are
correct.
Pizza candles.
Pizza candles.
Yeah, savory. I think we're going to get weirder with the savories.
Well, my prediction, mm-hmm. based off of your last year prediction, yeah. is you said vegetal scents, and now we're saying savory scents.
Savory scents. Also, going off of that, on my 2025 predictions list are mushroom scents, tied in with the vegetal, from the garden, earthy things. Yes. And that doesn't mean that there has to be mushroom in it, but they're almost like mushroom-inspired. It's very neutral, browny, aesthetic color tones. I wrote down references that I've seen that exist, like Loewe Earth, mm-hmm. Boy Smells the Mushroom Candle. Mm-hmm. I think it's called like Shroom something. Mm-hmm. Clue Perfumery, Moral
yes,
Map.
Yes.
There's a brand called Brain Dead. They have a scent called Shroom Cola.
Yeah.
There's a brand called Boho Boco, Magic Mushrooms. So those already exist, and I feel like we're going to get a little bit more mushroomy.
That was going to be my next question, so ooh. I guess you answered it. But okay. my question was, in terms of savory scents, what are you like envisioning, what do you want to see, and is that it? Is it mushroom?
I think mushroom is going to, we're going to mushroom more.
I want, if someone else would give me a goddamn fennel scent, I'm taking it to the streets.
They have to exist.
Not enough.
There's scents with fennel as a note, but it's not like fennel based. Who did we talk to who said they were making a fennel scent?
Flamingo Estate.
Yeah.
And
make it.
I also want olive.
I've been saying olive. Mm-hmm. Olive.
Yeah. I appreciate the tomato era. I think we can explore other parts of the garden.
You know what's funny is that at the Arquistel event, our guy, Rodrigo Flores Rue, was in attendance. And he was talking about working on an olive accord.
Where is he not? He's always at a party.
He's always at a party. The man loves a party.
Coming from me.
And we love him.
Yes. I love him because he has no idea who I am.
He doesn't know who I am either.
I meet him like once a month.
Yeah. He was talking about working with someone else whose family I think owns an olive oil business. So he was working with them to create like kind of an olive oil accord.
Okay. An olive oil accord.
Yeah, gorgeous. And then using that accord and incorporating it into one of the artiste scents.
Nice.
I think it was actually a Grove by the Sea.
Not to be the most obvious person in the world, but wouldn't it be nice for an olive oil accord and vanilla?
Oh, fuck yeah.
You know?
A little olive oil on vanilla ice cream with sea salt, so good.
Have you been to in Greenpoint? And it is called Soft Side.
Oh, yes. Like, I have.
Have you had that little soft serve olive oil salt moment?
No.
I have.
The last time I went there, it was warm. That's all I remember. So it definitely was like at least two seasons ago, perhaps last summer. But there's another soft serve place that's always got a fucking line outside of it in Greenpoint. It's like Panna something. I think it's called Panna.
Cafe Panna.
Cafe Panna.
Yeah.
And I went there once with my friend Devin. We waited on the line. I think we went late afternoon, so they were sold out of a lot of their flavors, but I think they do actually. I got like a savory one that was like fig.
Ooh.
Like a fig soft serve with like basil.
Wait, it's soft serve?
Yeah, it's soft serve.
Whoa.
Yeah. It's really good. I just hate waiting online for places.
There's a Cafe Panna in Midtown Manhattan. It's not Midtown.
I'm not going there.
And then they just opened one in Williamsburg. There's always a line around the block. You people need to have some self-respect. But then I saw a reel of their ice cream and I was like, you know what?
No, it's
maybe they got a point.
Yeah, the ice cream is good. I really don't think anything is worth waiting in line for.
No, I don't either. Honestly. I have places to be.
I think Lindustry also does. The pizza place, Lindustry, they also do a vanilla soft serve with olive oil.
Ooh.
And if I happen to be walking past Lindustry midday and there's no line, usually on weekday, I'll grab a slice because their pizza is superior, I think. But
so also worth the hype then.
Worth the hype.
Okay.
Personally, wouldn't lean in, but I do not wait in line for it.
Good to know.
Anyway, okay, what's the first prediction?
I also just want to say we were right again with strawberry. Okay, mm-hmm. You're welcome. We said cookie fruits. And mm-hmm. I think we said a version of this, but I do want to take that a step further for 2025 as well. I do think we are entering an era of cookie-er gourmands,
yes,
which is something that we've been asking for.
Yep.
I think we're slowly but surely getting there. there weren't a ton of, and I will say mainstream, don't be my ass, honey scents, I think. Yeah. Pistachio is a really great example, which I know is table stakes now. But I do think that we're going to, because people still want sweet, but we have beaten vanilla to death. And I think
people want literal gourmands now. If something says it's banana pudding flavored or scented, they want to smell the banana pudding.
Well, and I think that's also just part of the gatekeepingness of fragrance and the fragrance literacy. I think it's probably easier to sell something if you're like, yep, it smells like banana pudding. Yep. I don't know.
It's an easy reach. People get it. You don't have to over-explain it. It's
exactly.
Very simple.
And people know what the fuck it is.
Yeah. Right now, we're both staring at this. We can't say the brand because it's embargoed till January. I don't know why they send this shit so early. Don't. We're yappers.
Not to us.
A marshmallow body spray.
Okay, there it is.
Yeah. I'm not saying the brand. It's fine.
Can we even say that?
Yeah, we can.
Okay, fine.
I don't think this is the only brand that's going to do it. And I don't think it's the only brand that's done it already.
I'm only not freaking out about it because the name and concept is so deeply generic. And I mean that in a... No, not generic, literal.
Yeah. We're not even saying the name of it. We're just saying that it's a marshmallow-themed scent. Body splash. I had been like thinking this in the back of my mind, and then this showed up, and I was like, yeah, I do think marshmallow is going to be called out more in gourmands.
Yeah. I think that we're just going to be looking for new ways to dress up vanilla or new ways to interpret.
Because, toppings.
Yeah.
We're going for toppings now. Because there's going to be a sprinkle scent.
Now that everyone has done a vanilla.
Yeah.
So there's going to be other ways to get to the same
idea. Yes.
And thank God.
Great.
I want a graham cracker scent. God damn it.
Ooh. S'more scent.
You know.
Ooh, that would be so good. Mm-hmm. Graham cracker scent.
Cookie gourmands.
Cookie gourmands. Also, on that tip of cookie fruit, I do think we're going to see more melon stuff.
I hope.
Yeah. Also because everyone's obsessed with Y2K shit now. And cucumber melon was the reigning scent of Y2K.
Yeah. I need people.
Yeah.
Enough.
There is at least one brand we know of that is coming out with a melony scent next year.
Which one?
I think it's Bianco Profumo. Oh, no, that's Gardenia.
Yeah.
Never mind. I said nothing.
Bianco has a melon.
They have a melon scent. Yeah, they do. Yeah. Anyway. Okay. I think we're going to see a lot more scented laundry items next year. It's already happening this year. But laundry, your laundry detergent smells are about to go crazy.
I got something to tell you.
Tell me.
Not on air. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I've
been noticing more brands putting out scented laundry detergent.
My question for you.
Yes.
Do you think it's going to be new brands that are scented laundry
also
or fragrance brands or fragrance adjacent brands putting out detergent?
I think both too.
Yeah. I think
more the latter than the former.
Same. We got Dead Cool. Yep. We got Way.
I just think every fragrance brand that exists is going to be how do we put our best selling scents in every iteration?
Format possible.
Yeah. Every format possible.
I mean, even Sniff is doing detergent.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Their bottle is actually really cool. It's beveled glass. It's gorgeous.
Okay, what I want to know is, do they actually clean well?
I have the same question.
That's what I want to know. Is it just for scent? Which I think when your laundry is, when you have a fake email job, you're not getting your clothes that dirty, but
You say a fake email job?
Yeah.
You are so rude.
A sit down at a desk job. You're not really getting your clothes dirty, but I need stain lifting power.
At Rachel's wedding.
I'm a messy eater.
You know Rachel's friend Jane?
Wait, yes, I do.
I forget how she says it. She was like, do you have a hands job or an email job? And I was like, that's a really good way to put it. Are your problems real or fake? And I was real. Really real.
Yeah.
It's funny this is on your list. Let's chat later. My next prediction is and hear me out here. I think that we're going to see the body category really go nuts. And I know that what would that mean? Because the body category is large and doing clearly just fine. But we're seeing a lot more brands that are in the body category already really diving into any format they can. They may have a body lotion. Now they're doing a hand cream. Body lotion. Yeah. They're doing a body butter. It's format.
The body lotion to body butter pipeline is so funny to me.
To body scrubs. It's format after format. And I don't see it as a good or bad thing, but I'm seeing it with Necessaire. I'm seeing it with Dead Cool. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing it with new brands like that Ciclar brand, if I'm probably saying that incorrectly. She's an influencer brand. She did that Salt one body cream, and now she's blasting out two scents of body cream and body wash.
God, that's exhausting.
Yeah, it is. And I think it has a lot to do with scent layering. I think it just has a lot to do with the product itself.
Yeah, I think you're right. No, you're right. Because every brand that's doing body now, they're like body lotion, then body butter. And I'm like, what is...
Then hand cream.
And then body oil.
Yes.
Dry oil, regular oil, wet oil.
What the fuck is the difference, though, between a body lotion and a hand cream? And I'll tell you. Hand cream is richer, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It should be.
Yeah.
I don't want no watery hand creams.
Then again, though, I have two hand creams in my bag right now where a year ago I'd have been like, that's bullshit. Get it away from me.
When brands have, like, in a pump bottle, like, yeah, it says hand and body lotion, I'm like, you have to pick one.
That's because good enough for me, but I'm...
Neither are satisfying to me. If it's going to be hand and body lotion, make it thicker. Body, I feel like the skin on your body is different than the skin on your face. It's like a little hardier.
And hands.
And hands. And I just, in the winter especially, my shins get so flaky. I have to layer shit. I have to layer a lotion and then an oil for it to feel continuously soft.
Yeah. The only thing that I can put on my body that doesn't piss me the fuck off is the Necessaire Body Serum, which is so good. But my hands, I stay lotioning.
I do stay lotioning on the hands because my knuckles crack in the winter.
Yes. So I think the body category, which I know is body's part of fragrance.
Body's part of fragrance.
It often is.
We had the skincare boom. Now we're having the body boom.
And you know, like I know that everyone is trying to skincareify body. Yep. All about
body retinol now.
The attention you give to your face, you give to your body, which is a nice idea.
Sure.
Fine.
Yeah.
But the skincareification of body products is here.
Having a multi 7-step body care routine, though, I'm like, what the heck?
I know. Leave it alone.
Okay, what's next? Okay, I think, and I know this from all the fucking press releases in my inbox, all of these fucking Gen A focused fragrance brands are launching.
Okay.
It's like fragrances for tweens. That's it.
Wait. You cracked me up. When you posted on your story yesterday, Sable posted this piece of copy that said something about elder Gen Z.
It said elder. It's like such and such is the new fragrance brand geared towards elder Gen A and young Gen Z. And I was like, so teenagers.
She was like, what happened to saying teenagers?
Yeah, just say teenagers. Just literally say teenagers. Right. That's what you mean.
Right.
It's so dumb. Anyway, that brand, they're also under embargo, but the name of that brand is very similar to an existing juggernaut. Oh. And it's in the press release, like, from the founder of this very popular hair care brand. And I clicked on their Instagram, and their entire Instagram bio is just like 7 brands' Instagram handles. And I was like, oh, so you just do this for a living.
Right.
That's crazy.
Right.
What the heck? Good for you, but...
So Gen A brands.
Gen A brands. It's like the body mistification of scent.
Okay.
Those things I think are geared towards Gen A, like the fucking Sol de Janeiro's, which, okay, have been around for a while.
Yeah.
They just gained popularity with Gen A, all the fucking tweens at Sephora. And I think people are seeing this and they're like, okay, clearly the Gen A wants fragrance, so we need to give them something they can afford, aka a body mist, and that they can spritz generously, which... It makes me think of this one, who's the fucking guy? Nathan For You guy. He had a sketch where he's like, what do kids want? Not to be babies. What do they care about? Not being babies. It's like, just market the older, cooler shit. That's right. What they want. They want to be grown up.
Exactly.
All tweens want, all teenagers want is to be cool and grown up. Market that shit to them.
Yeah. Oh my God. When I was little, all I wanted to be was an adult.
Yeah.
And now that I'm adult, I'm like, yeah, I was right. This rocks.
Yeah.
Like,
they don't want... Okay, to be fair, when we were kids, like, there wasn't necessarily brands specifically for our, like, 3-year gate, like, age demo. But yeah, it's like, that's what they want. They want to be cooler. So there's another... Oh, wait, that's my next one. But yeah, go ahead.
I think I said something similar to this last year, but... And it did... And I was right. But I think that... fragrance with a wellness tie-in. I think not even wellness, I think longevity. Because all this biohacking bullshit that people are doing and all of this don't die, I think that we will start to see. I don't think it's going to be a lot, but I definitely think there's going to be one or two brands that are for the tech bro.
Yep.
Choose my words carefully here.
I kind of want to start a conspiracy theory. If you huff this one essential oil,
yeah,
you'll live longer.
Right. Yeah, I think wellness tie-ins are still going strong and not going anywhere. I think mental health tie-ins are still...
Oh, yeah.
Any way that a fragrance can be functional, you're still going to see. But I think that we're going to start to see, like, longevity and maybe trackable benefits from... It's a nebulous concept, but I do think it's something is there.
For sure, yeah. It's funny. I recently was reading David Maltz of Dies & Durga has a Substack where he talks about perfume stuff. Mm-hmm. And he had a post about how, like, why does everyone try and make it talk about fragrances in a scientific way? Like, why does it have to have a function? Like, why can't it just be a thing that smells like it's art? Why do you have to justify it with scientific talk? And I was like, my theory is that people are either not comfortable with the idea that something could affect them emotionally so directly. So they're like, I need to understand why this happens in my brain, which I think most people are curious about brain stuff, like neurological stuff, mm-hmm. and also marketing. But it's true. A lot of people are like, this functions this way. And I'm like, it's art. Just enjoy a smell for the sake of enjoying a smell.
I think that every consumer is different and everyone's looking for something different.
Yeah.
And I think that's why fragrance is so funny because and cool in two separate ways. You know what I mean? I think we each do both, but we know when to deploy it. And I think that a lot of consumers understand fragrance in a lot of different ways, whether it's narrative, whether it's literal. Some really do want those scientific benefits of them. It doesn't shock me, but there is no one right way.
Oh, for sure. But it also reminds me of a tweet that Marissa Zappos made where she was like, fragrance should never be functional. Okay, thank you, bye.
That's so funny. No, I love that.
Absolutely. What a nightmare.
What a nightmare.
Okay, next one is that we're going to see more what I call soft duping. It's like the Finery collection or the Finery brand.
Sure.
It's not like Dossier where they're just outright, this is based on this scent.
Oh, I see.
But they're soft duping by, instead of saying, we're copying Baccarat Rouge, calling the scent the new Rouge.
Yeah.
As they did.
You know what? I'm going to let Finery have it.
I think Finery did a great job of copying someone's homework and putting their own spin on it.
My stupid ass didn't even realize that was...
Yeah, you know, because it's unique enough for it's not... But then as soon as I put together the scents and then the names, I was like, oh.
Yeah.
I think they did a dupe of Byredo Gypsy Water and it was called the Nomad or something, or like Nomadic something, which I'm just like, okay, that's more PC. Mm-hmm. But yeah, as soon as I put together things, I was like, clever girl. And then this other brand we were just talking about, that's some venture capitalist Gen Z blah, blah line, just launched a fragrance that's just another Baccarat Rouge dupe.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, okay, cool. So we're just doing this now. Okay.
Yeah, and that sucks too, because their other fragrances are good.
Yeah.
I want to, no Target in New York is real because they're all like bodega
Targets. Yeah, they're all freaking weird. They're like express Targets. I don't want that.
I hate them. I hate any store that you have to go up an escalator at.
Oh, yeah.
It's not from the entrance.
Anything you have to take an escalator into a basement too. Mm-hmm. It just reminds you of that scene in Inglourious Basterds where he's like, never have a fight in a basement.
Well, it's like every time I walk in, I have to immediately get on an escalator to get to the main floor. Yeah. I'm like, what are you hiding?
It's like TJ Maxx.
Yeah. What I'm saying, though, is I haven't really seen Finery in Target, and I want to know like where it's at, and I just want to...
What's the deal?
What's the deal?
What's the deal with them?
What's going on here?
They're still, to my knowledge, releasing stuff.
I hope they are. I think they're great, and I think they're affordable and accessible, and that's what I want.
Just lovely scents.
Yeah.
But yeah, they are also dupes. Anyway.
They're both, right?
They're both.
Not all are. Yeah.
I actually don't know if all of them are.
I don't think they are. I think they came out swinging with their own shit.
Yeah.
And then they were like, and now.
Yeah. What everyone wants.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. I think that every celebrity will have a fragrance. If not immediately, eventually. Celebrity fragrance will just become another tier in a career tier of every celebrity. I think we're going to get more into athletes as fragrance ambassadors. I think the Travis Kelsification of celebrity and other Europe, the rest of the world, honestly, pays a lot more attention to soccer or, as I say, football.
Oh, right.
And football players there are more celebrities than they are here.
Yeah.
And those guys talk about fragrance a lot on their socials and stuff.
Do they really?
They do. There's one player, he's a soccer player in England who is known for wearing a lot of niche luxury.
Oh, was he in the Olympics?
No.
Oh.
No, but are you thinking of Asher Hong?
I don't know who I'm thinking of.
Gymnast guy. There's a gymnast dude who like went viral for like talking about the the interviewer was wearing. Yeah, yes. He was on Perfume Room.
I saw him on, and I was like, "That you are a genius."
Yeah,
like that is so cool. And she did it like the week after.
I know, it was so fast.
Fuck yeah!
I think also like that blew up. That went viral quite quickly.
Yeah,
so it makes sense that all the fragrance people would latch on to that tidbit.
When she nabbed him, I was like, "That is so cool."
Yeah, but I do think that more athletes are going to become fragrance spokespeople.
Okay.
Yeah,
I think we're going to see a lot more. I don't know if this is interesting, but it is my thought. I think we're going to see a lot more beauty brands putting out one fragrance, a la Merit.
Yeah.
Number one, I can't believe Merit's still around. Two,
the scent is nice.
Do you have it?
I went to Sephora and I smelled it. But
I think we're going to get, I know nothing, but I think we're going to get like a Summer Fridays fragrance.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, no. They have actually already done fragrances. They did a set of 3 10 mLs that were really beachy. It may have just been a holiday exclusive like 1 or 2 years ago, or they just maybe didn't redo it, but I can see them doing it again. I could see brands like, I don't know, enter beauty brand
I
here.
Think Rare Beauty is going to do fragrances.
I think they're already.
They just launched another body scent.
Yeah.
It's like the confidence energizing.
Don't fucking get me started.
I don't know.
But yeah, it's essentially a body spray and body butter, right?
Yeah. I do like their original body
scent. I haven't smelled it, but I
smelled it.
What I've read about it, I was like, I can probably see
it smells
that
nice.
Really good. Yeah.
It's like very, it kind of reminds me of the Soft Services Hold Theraplush scent.
Oh, that's exactly what
I get that. It's like comforting, sophisticated.
That Rare shit is good.
It's good.
It must be said.
No, the makeup is good. That's why it's so successful.
It is. It's. I think Fenty is really great, but I think that Rare looked at Fenty, learned from it, and made it better.
I feel like they, product-wise, are equally good, but I feel like Fenty is more party-going-out type makeup, and I think Rare is, like, clean girl who secretly wears a full beat type makeup, which I think is what a lot of people buy.
Well, I think that Fenty is the full beat girl, and I think Rare is the girl who's, like, I don't really know how to wear makeup, or I'm not a full beat girl, but I do want to wear all this makeup.
Shit is thick.
That blush, that acrylic paint brush. Yeah. But even their, like, skin, their complexion formulas are so good.
Tried any of them, but I do really like the liquid eyeliner. I liked the mascara and the liquid blush.
That liquid blush.
Yeah, I think that's all I've tried from them. I've
tried a lot.
I don't remember. I just, their PR misses me, so I'm like, okay, never mind. I don't need any more makeup.
They're in-house. They're weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I knew the person who does their PR now used to be at Tarte.
Right.
And I remember going on like a Tarte press trip with her.
Oh my God.
She's really nice, but still hasn't contacted me. So I was like, okay.
That was like your second week at Allure, right?
Yeah. It was like my first month at Allure. They were like, go on this Tarte press trip to Costa Rica. And I was like, hell yeah. And then it was never like that again. Beginner's luck. Okay. I think we're going to see a lot more gag fragrances. The Auntie Anne's pretzel one. Like that mayonnaise one.
Oh.
There's going to be a lot of weird little jokey.
And you know why?
Marketing.
Because these brands fucking have money.
To market.
For headlines.
And the scents are successful.
Yeah.
Both of those scents sold out.
The mayonnaise one is good.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. But they sold out.
Yeah.
Blind buy. Because the mayonnaise one was just online. And it was, okay, it was $8, which is not a steep buy-in.
Yeah.
I don't think the concept of a mayonnaise scent sounds very appetizing.
No.
But I think as we did smell it on the show live. Yeah. Yeah, we did. And it was actually like a, not literal mayonnaise, but it was nice.
It was lovely.
It was lovely. The Auntie Anne's one, was it called it was called Need, K-N-E-A-D.
Pretty
it's
good name.
I know, it's funny. That is like a pretty literal Auntie Anne's scent, which I realized I don't necessarily want to smell like a pretzel, but I want to eat a pretzel.
I always want to eat a pretzel.
I always, dude, anytime I'm in a mall or mall adjacent type establishment and the Auntie Anne smell, oh, I was in the airport at Atlanta when we were going home from Rachel's wedding and there was an Auntie Anne's there and I was with Allie and I was like, we need to stop.
Yeah.
I must go to this Auntie Anne's and get a pretzel.
It's, I keep saying, it's hot pretzel girl winter.
Hot pretzel girl life. Okay, I think there will be more fragrances that encapsulate full experiences rather than one concept or note, a la like the replica of ones.
Oh.
You know how Replica, it's like from the garden.
Yeah.
And then it's like all of this and this. And it's a literal encapsulation of an experience.
Yeah.
I think a lot of other brands are going to start doing that.
Okay.
And if you ask me what I'm basing this off of, I do not have work to show, but I know it in my bones.
Okay.
I also think on riffing off of that, the note descriptions are going to go crazy.
Yeah.
We're going to go narrative. It's going to sound like a Ruby Core poem. you're going to be like, what? And then
I'm okay with that.
I'm okay with that. But I'm also like, don't go too crazy to the point where I'm like, what is the fucking concept?
I think it's like,
also we started that.
We thank you.
Yeah.
But I think it's like good narrative notes.
Yeah.
You can get really weird with, but yeah. To me, you have to use them as punctuation, not the full sentence.
Agree.
Because that's what makes them special.
What? Yes.
Because when Diaz and Durga did that balls set, uh-huh. The tennis ball set, yeah. It was all narrative. Yeah. And I was like, now I don't know what I'm smelling.
Yeah, I get it.
Thank you. But that's just my take on it. It's got to be a balance. It can't be all of them.
I think a balance for sure, but they're going to get kooky.
Yeah.
I think, and this is just from what we know of the economy, everything's going to get more expensive next year, especially if it comes from overseas, wherever you are.
On that same tip, on my way over here, and I didn't want to put this in because I don't want to be a doomsdayer about it, but there were indicators, there were signs that things were going to turn the way that they have with the trad wife of it all and language taking a step back to not be as inclusive as it's been. Everyone saying the R word all over the internet.
Yeah, I've heard the R word a lot, like, from people who I would not expect, and like it just rolls right off the tongue, and I'm like, wow, you said that a little too confidently.
Uh-huh. I was like, enough. But I think that some brands may not be as concerned about being genderless or even inclusive anymore, which, okay, of course. But I think that this era of it's for everyone. It's, you know, it doesn't matter. I think we're not at the end of it, but I also think that marketing is going to get more gendered and white. I think, I'm going to be interested to see, for the worse, how things look in a year or two.
Right. I mean, I do understand that it is probably difficult to try and make something as universally pleasing while having a strong, clear point of view. Mm-hmm. Because if you try to appeal to everyone, it's kind of like you're saying everything and nothing at the same time. I get that. Mm-hmm. But I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
And I think there are ways to do something for a specific audience without sounding exclusive. But I do feel like people want a little bit of exclusivity to be desirable as like a marketing leverage point.
Yeah.
But it's just never done in like a clever way that I've seen is the thing.
I think we're saying two different things though. But yes, I agree.
It's like the way people, like fucking everyone was saying like, this is how you smell rich.
Yeah.
It just felt very tone deaf to me.
Yeah, totally. Because
it's like, what do you mean by rich? You're upholding all of these old concepts of like,
and what's the point?
Exactly. What is the point?
You smell rich, so then what?
To whom? Because that could mean, it means different things to everybody.
Exactly.
Anyway, maybe this is a good last one to go out on. I think that there's going to be a lot more scent swap parties.
Hey!
There was an Allure article about scent swap parties becoming a thing. I think this one, they interviewed a content creator who hosted one in LA not too long ago. And now we're hosting one with Arabelle tonight, actually. And I think just in general, because more people are getting into fragrance, it's like a pretty steep buy-in.
Yeah.
And if you don't love something, you can't return it. So it's like, what do? You give it to someone and you trade it for something else so someone else can enjoy it.
Yeah.
I think it's a very cool community-based thing.
And it's community.
Yeah.
It's like, how many times have you used an eighth of a bottle and never touched it?
Totally. I literally can't remember a full-size bottle of perfume I finished.
Right.
Never. And I think they should. I think people should do that. It's a good way to just put back into cycle things that somebody else could love more than you something else to try.
Lord, strike me down, but it is sustainable. Finish the bottle, whether it's yours or not.
It's also just like a cool activity. I think also people really hunger for third spaces.
Yeah, leave your fucking house.
That aren't bars or that aren't expensive.
Yes.
And like, this is a really cool thing that everyone can unite around like a common hobby and meet new people. Also, all these people, the dating apps are cooked. So everyone's trying to meet people in different ways.
That's true.
And not all of us can run. All these fucking running clubs, I'm like, why would you want to meet a man who runs? Ew.
Yeah, literally.
So he can run away from you?
I was going to say, yeah. I also like don't want to meet someone post-run.
Yeah, it's not cute.
No.
No.
Also, I'm not competitive.
I'm not competitive. I hate running. I only run if I'm chased.
Yeah.
Even then, I'm pretty slow.
Right.
But yeah, I think people should have more scent swap ideas. Granted that nothing disastrous happens tonight. I can't imagine why, but I would love to do it again. I don't know. It's really exciting to plan. And yeah, hopefully we can do them in different cities. Host us in your city to do a scent swap. How cool would that be?
Yes.
That would be pretty fun, actually.
We're connected enough. We can get a sponsor.
Yeah.
A liquor sponsor.
Yeah.
And a non-liquor sponsor.
And a non-liquor sponsor and a liquor sponsor. And all of the other stuff that you could, I don't know. This is fun. Now I'm excited to plan it.
Yes.
Yay.
Where, what city do you want to do first?
I guess we could do LA, since it's like the bi-coastal elites. Or we could do something closer. Miami.
Miami. Mm-hmm. No.
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 No, we don't like Miami.
No, we do.
We could do what Marta does and just like, get a penthouse. Rent it out. Yeah. I think we could.
We could.
Hawaii. No.
I don't think that.
I want to go to Hawaii, but I feel like not that many people will come.
We should see what markets our listeners are strongest in and then go there. Follow the data.
Texas.
We're not going to Texas.
I'm not going to Texas. New Orleans. I want to go back to New Orleans. Anyway, host us in your city. Thank you so much for listening. I am very curious to see how this episode will age in a year from now, but I am very confident that it'll age well. Yeah.
Great. Yeah. Same.
They always do. What?
No, true.
Please hire us to be fragrance consultants. We are available. I am available. Tyna might be available soon. We'll see. Please convince him to quit his job. Please go to our website, smellyoulater.live. You'll find our merch there. You'll find the Smell You Later hotline. You can leave us a voice note and follow us on Instagram at smellyoulater.mp3. I'm at Sabletooth Tigra.
I'm at Tynan Buck. And until next time, we will smell you later.